Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market's Raise the Stakes event to help educate customers about where and how their Northwest pasture-raised beef is raised. More information is online at metropolitan-market.com/beef.
Cook for us, Holly. Well, let us eat while the eating is good.
Eric, two scoops more in his musical introduction of Chef Holly Smith of Cafe Juanita at our Food for Thought happy hour. And boy, oh boy, did Holly Smith ever cook for us. What a terrific dish she made, huh, Nance?
Yeah, you know, I've eaten rabbit at Cafe Juanita in Kirkland almost every time I go there, but I never had it this way. She had it, the rabbit was stuffed with mushrooms and wrapped in pancetta and braised.
And it didn't stop there in the sauce, which she finished with creme fraiche, mustard seeds, and arnace. But first things first.
I'm going to show you how to butcher a bunny.
And they go through a lot of wabbits every week at the Cafe Juanita.
120 to 150 orders a rabbit a week out of our tiny little kitchen.
And where do you get your rabbit?
These are grown in Oregon. So they're, and every once in a while we work with local farmers, but rabbits are not as easy to raise as you would think.
No, you can't go out to Green Lake with a BB gun or anything?
I wouldn't recommend that. You never know. I like those organically raised. Oh, okay.
And then it was time for our next guest chef.
Because tonight I'm dining like a diplomat with my new old friend, the chef in a hat. Chef in a hat. Chef in a hat. Chef in a hat. Chef in a hat.
Chef and, of course, the chef in the hat is Monsieur Thierry Rotureau, owner of Luke, the French bistro in Madison Valley, and his latest restaurant, Lule, at 6th and Union.
But way back in the day, he had another restaurant, and Nancy, you shared a little reminiscence of that one with him, didn't you?
Indeed, I did.
What, 20, how many years?
26 years.
26
You were
years.
In diapers when I started Rovers.
That is not true. When you started Rovers, I was hoping to get a job there, and you didn't hire me.
Ooh! So. Ooh! See how the truth comes about.
And then the Tom Douglas precinct was heard from.
Just maybe one or two things that when you were interviewing Nancy Leeson that made you say, I'm never going to hire this person.
I didn't get as far as being interviewed, Tom, but I have to say they did offer me a breakfast shift at your joint, Cafe Sport, and I turned it down.
Well, anyway, Terry made these terrific meatballs, didn't he? They were lamb meatballs with all kinds of spices and stuff in them, and he deep fried them. Now you're talking.
Yeah, and he said you didn't have to deep fry these. You could just put a little bit of oil and, you know, move them around in the pan while they're frying, but it gets nice and crisp when you can actually use a deep fryer.
And those meatballs were served on a cube of polenta, which had been dipped in a watercress puree. Then a meatball on top of the polenta cube, and then some harissa spread on top of that, and a toothpick through the whole thing. Anyway, this led to a discussion of that North African spice paste.
Stein and I were talking about it. Stein's making his own.
You're making your own harissa?
Yeah.
Bell peppers, onions, chili peppers?
I used Mexican chilies, actually, three different kinds. Cascabels, guajillos, and just those new Mexican ones.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how it came, if it but, I mean, came I, out, how it would taste to you, but
well,
it was fine to me. Lemon juice,
put
garlic.
Put your finger in here.
Or a spoon. But we're all family around here.
Well, Nancy and I had just too much fun at that Food for Thought happy hour event to cram into just one little 3.5-minute Food for Thought segment. So we're coming back next week with Tom Douglas's appearance on the Food for Thought happy hour stage. Don't miss it. We had a lot of fun jabbing at each other. With KPLU food commentator, or could I call you Chow Chick?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay, fine. Nancy.
Happy to hoist one at happy hour.
You hoisted more than one. Leeson, I'm Deke Stein.